Welcome to the Storytelling 101 podcast. I'm Rob Bignell, owner of and chief editor at Inventing Reality Editing Service, as well as the author of more than 40 published books. At Storytelling 101, we look at writing, self-publishing and marketing your book. Today's episode, Heightened Tension with Consistent Point of View. Every story has an angle or perspective from which it is told. This perspective is called point of view. Notice how this scene is from an outsider's perspective, as if the narrator were looking down upon the action from a viewpoint that is able to see all. Even before the sun rose, Yvonne and Navarre prepared themselves for the race. Silently, they inventoried supplies, examined their craft's hull and unpacked Navarre's ceremonial suit. Yvonne inspected each items with a drill instructor's eye, discovering problems that really weren't. Here's the same scene, this time told from Navarre's perspective. We hear what she is thinking and only through her eyes know what Yvonne is doing. Navarre turned over the food pack in her hands in the pre-dawn light. Silently she examined the craft's hull and then unpacked her ceremonial suit. Out of the corner of her eye, she caught Yvonne staring at the control panel, fretting again about a problem that really wasn't. Selecting the best point of view is important because it needs to be consistent throughout the story to establish unity of effect. Without a consistent point of view, the reader can lose track of who the story is about, and dramatic tension is weakened. Writing guidebooks often advise that your viewpoint ought to be from the character who has the most at stake, and as a general rule it is a good guideline to follow. But point of view selection is a more sophisticated process than simply writing the story's perspective from that of the main character. Sometimes the main character's viewpoint is not suitable for revealing the story's theme. Even if you're consistent with your point of view, should you select the wrong perspective from which to tell the story, you run the risk of writing a story that reeks of mannerisms. The author's persona shouldn't become more important than the story's events itself. Often flamboyant diction occurs. Frigidity, excessive objectivity can trivialize the story's events. Sentimentality, this occurs when trying to evoke an emotional response that the story's events cannot evoke by themselves. For beginning writers, point of view perhaps is the most difficult element to master. Scenes usually are envisioned in different points of view and so are knitted together. These individual scenes may be the best options for what the author wishes to achieve, but when connected, they cause the story to lose unity of effect. When writing, follow these point of view guidelines. Use one point of view per story. Jumping around is confusing. Usually the point of view in a scene is that of the story's main character. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Storytelling 101 podcast, a production of Inventing Reality Editing Service. Do you dream of becoming a published writer? Do you want to ensure your book reaches the largest audience possible? Inventing Reality Editing Service can help you improve your writing and self-publish your manuscript. For more, check us out online at inventingrealityediting.com/home. Until next time, I'm Rob Bignell, and keep on writing.